Here we go. Woo! Yes. Man, thank you for tuning in. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe already to the most blessed, most honest, most entertaining podcast, nigga. Yeah. Man, it's Justin Bless. We're feeling good, feeling great. Woke up from a nap. Man, the sun out here kicking my ass. So it's like I gotta rejuvenate and take naps now, man. And be like that, you feel me? Man. Ah, man. Man, stay tuned in, man. Stay in tune with yourself and self-aware with yourself, man. You know what I mean? Self-love is the best love. Overcoming oneself is overcoming all. You feel me? Can't be of the world if you're of yourself. You feel me? Let's get it. Man, it's Justin Bless. Please subscribe to the podcast. Follow your boy on Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. You feel me? At Justin Bless _. Stay tuned in with your boy, man. You know I'm coming to you every Tuesday and Fridays, man. You're tuned in to the most blessed, most honest, most vulnerable, most entertaining podcast to ever touch this planet, man. The Justin Bless Podcast. Yo, hey, man. I don't know. I feel like it's been a minute since your boy recorded with y'all, but you feel me? I just dropped one on Friday because we keep it going, but for some reason this gap was kind of long to me. It might have been because your boy completed 30 days of Ramadan. Yo, man, when I tell you the last couple of days was tough for your boy, bruh. It was tough for your boy, bruh. So, I don't have like a mosque that I go to like normally or anything like that. Like I expressed before, this is new to me. You feel me? Like the Islam community learning and stuff about it is very new to me. So, I don't really know how everything goes down. You feel me? So, if there is a Muslim people listen to the podcast, bruh, hey. Don't shoot me, man. You feel me? Don't be like, oh, this is wrong or whatever. Because I'm new learning, bro. You feel me? But anyways, so on Sunday was the last day of Ramadan. But the day before, actually all week last week, I went to go to the mosque, right? I was like, the last week I'm gonna go to the mosque every single, the last basically 7 days I was gonna go. Man, end up getting sick. And I'm like, ah, snap, you feel me? And so I'm like, bro, I'm not gonna even go. Like, I won't get other people sick. And then again, I just don't wanna be just making a lot of noise while niggas is praying, you feel me? Like, you know what I mean? And all that stuff. And like, so I'm just like, nah, I'm not gonna even do it. So I just chilled out. Wait till I got better. I got better on like Saturday. And I was like, man, I'm a go. You feel me? Like I said, I was good the last 7 days. But damn, if I could do the last 2 days, then you know what I mean? That's going to be cool. And have never broke my fast with a group before. I broke it with like the last final prayer, right? I haven't prayed that prayer with a group of people, which you say that it's important to do. And this is my first time doing it. And I just went normal, you feel me? Like just doing my own thing, whatever, just in my own zone, prayed and stuff like that. And then I was like, yo, I'm gonna stay through it all, right? So they had a little like lecture. I ain't gonna say lecture like it's like school or some shit like that. They had like a teaching, right? Like a sharing of a teaching, like after the end of our prayer. And this dude knew I didn't understand the language they're speaking because I was like, man, what are they talking about? I'm trying to really key in. I'm like, bro, I don't understand. But I always looked at it like God knows my heart. It don't matter what the language that is being spoken at the time. God knows my heart. He knows I'm there genuinely. My intentions are pure. And whatever that message is being delivered at the moment, I'm going to get it somehow or another. And sure enough, right? I'm listening to stuff like that. Some dude come up to me. He was like, hey, do you mind me translating for you? And I'm like, oh, yeah, man, that'll be cool. Feel me? Dude came, translated for me. I'm like, yo, this is tight. And it was dope. You feel me? It was real cool. And I was like, man, I appreciate that. And I told him, man, I was like, yo, this is my first time at this mosque and everything like that. This is my first time doing all this as well. I was like, man, I would like to, you know, come tomorrow and for the last day and whoop-de-whoop, this down to 30. He was like, yeah, man, very welcoming. Shouts to my man. God shout my man out. His name is Amar, A-A-M-A-R. You feel me? So shouts to my man, Amar, man, North Phoenix. So that was dope. You feel me? And that was real cool. Then the next day, which was Sunday, the last day of Ramadan, went over there, did our thing. You feel me? I ate, got some water and some dates. First time I ever ate dates. If you ate dates before, cool on you. I ate dates, right? And nigga gave me a date, right? And he was like, yo, this one don't got no seeds in it, this and that. I'm like, all right. So now I eat it like ain't nothing in it, bro. It was a fat ass seed in there, bro. I thought I chipped my tooth or something, bro. I was like, ah. But it was all good, though. It was all good. Good stuff. So after that, we prayed. And then we went to go eat all together, which was a beautiful thing. I ate Bosnian food for the first time, and it was dope. Like, it tastes good. Everything. I ate everything. Like, their soup was good. I was like, damn, bro. These niggas over here, man, they know what is really going on. I'm like, man, they cooking good and everything. I'm like, cool. The seasoning was hitting everything. You feel me? So I was like, hell yeah. So your boy did that. And me and buddy, like, chilled. We talked. It was cool, man. Very welcoming. Like, his mom came by and just everything. I was like, man, this is extremely welcoming. And I just feel blessed, extremely blessed for that. And so shouts to them and the whole family and the whole gang. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, that's me finishing Ramadan. I feel blessed. I feel strong. I feel, man, I feel good, man. Extremely, extremely good. So let's keep that good energy and good vibes going. And if you did participate in Ramadan, yo, respects to you, man. Like I said, you don't gotta be Muslim to do that. Because I haven't took the Shahada or nothing like that. You feel me? I just participate in it. And I always keep it 100 with people. I was just like, yo, I'm not going to call myself like I'm Muslim or anything like that because I haven't took the Shahada. And then I don't know everything or even close to it. You know what I mean? I'm just here learning, man. Learning and growing with the Spirit of God and trying to be the best person I could possibly be. That's all it is. That's all it is. So, yeah, man. Hey, let's get into it, man. Let's get to the praise report. Beep, 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 beep. Praise. We report. Yo, praise report is brought to you by the Justin Blessed Podcast. Nigga, you already know what it is. Cool. All right. So first up, man. So it looked like, bruh, Trump is ordered to pay $10,000 every day, bruh. Fines, the judge say. Trump and his administration, like his group of people, say that they're gonna attest to that. You feel me? And definitely try to get that override, because $10,000 a day, bruh, not a week. You feel me? A day, my guy. Yo, we gonna do this math real quick. Wait, that's $100,000. Hold on. All right, there we go. Time 365. Bruh. 3.6 million, bruh. It's 3,650,000 to be exact. Bruh. That It's crazy. And then again, when you pay courts, bro, they always have like fees on top of that. So I'm pretty sure it's just not 10,000. It's like 10,000 just to send them money, some extra fees on top of that. It's damn, bro. He's probably paying like, and he's paying like, bro, whew, man. Yeah, some wild stuff going on over there, bro. It is some wild stuff, bro. Man. So it says, because of that, bro, he was willfully disobeyed his prior orders to turn over records to the the New York Attorney General. Man. They plan to appeal it. That's what Trump's lawyer said. But damn, my man been paying $10,000, bro. That's worse than taxes. Cause my man tried to avoid taxes, bro. That's worse than that, bro. Whew, man. We don't know how that's gonna go, but we gonna see. Hey, man. On a good note, bro. Hey, the wealth of Africa's riches is set to hit $3 trillion in the next decade. Man, they're going crazy. Power to the African people, African community. You feel me? We all from Africa at the end of the day. You feel me? So, whoo, it's expected to leap 38%, man, over the next decade, which basically means they're hitting the $3 trillion. Man, that's a beautiful thing, bro. Y'all keep grinding, keep doing y'all thing. Keep grinding, keep doing y'all thing, bro. That's dope. Need to go to the motherland and visit that. One time, don't know when, but what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna do it sometime, some way. Hey man, it looked like Airbnb's CEO tells employees they could work remotely forever, bro. So you don't ever have to come to the office or their building again, bro. So, hey, if you're looking for a job to do or whatever, that CEO Brian is letting you work from home. And I want to know how it is for Airbnb, bro. Like, how do you, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You're probably, like, talking about, like, customer care calls or something like that. You feel me? The representatives. I like being on the phones like that, so I don't think I can really do that. But they might got some other good jobs, you know? And then I know most likely get discounts on, like, houses. So, man, bro, like, it'll be smooth. You feel me? You can probably go island hopping and all types of stuff, and you just working remotely. That would be tight. Yo, because of the war and all the sanctioned stuff, Russia will pull out of the International Space Station up in there, bro. Up there. See, that's one thing I didn't know, bro. You know how I have, like, international hubs, right? That, like, the big, you know, countries, like, have meetings and all that other stuff, you feel me? So we share, like, an international space station as well. That's very big, I guess, that a lot of nations put up bread to build it up. And people live up there, bro. There was this one astronaut that just spent, like, 355 days up there or something like that, bro. Damn near a year, but he was up there. Whew. And I was watching this Netflix documentary about Elon Musk. And it's on Netflix. It's called Return to Space. And it showed, like, a video of, like, how the people. First, it showed him how, like, he was building the rocket ship to get to space, right? And it showed him how he fell 3 times, got on the 4th and stuff like that. And he was burning through, like, his money and stuff like that for this dream. But this dream would damn near pay off in a big way. And the show did, because his net worth and all that shit just went crazy. But he basically put all his bread into building rockets, man. He only had enough for 4 of them hoes. And then he was going to be tapped out of bread. And but yeah, they got it. But anyways, they're showing, like, videos of, like, how the people in the International Space Hub, right? Because you have all different countries in there. You got the Chinese in there, man. You got the Russian people in there. American haven't been there for, like, the past 7 years. So you had, like, the Russians and all them other people was in there. Mainly Russians were in the International Space Hub grabbing all this data and stuff. You feel me? Because the best data is always live. So they were up there for, like, the past 7 years well above, well beyond with information past the Americans like us. Oh, well, shit, I'm not going to say a lot like us. I got other people that listen to other places, but like me, you know what I mean? Like over here in the United States. And yeah, because Elon, man, we were finally able to get back up there. So shouts to my man Elon for doing that. But it looks like the Russian people have to leave because of the whole sanction stuff that's going on because of the war. I don't know what Russia's whole plan is, bro. By this time, I would have been backed off. You feel me? When KFC and all those food places and stuff start sanctioning us, oh yeah, I'm out of here, my guy. We're gonna stop this war. But look at these niggas is still going. I don't know what they fighting. Is they're to me, look like they're just fighting a losing battle. Man, but hey, who knows though? I'm not the man that knows it all, and I'm not gonna speak like I know it all. You feel me? All right, man, we about to get up out of here real quick with this news stuff. Just one more thing. So it looked like, I remember a couple episodes ago, we were talking about the whole, like, abortion thing. You feel me? I played the Tupac, Brenda had a baby and all that other stuff, man. Shit was kind of deep. You feel me? Like I said, I'm not here to say what women should do with their bodies or anything like that. I'm not in that position to speak. You feel me? For women like that. I already said my piece on that side of the spectrum, and if you want to know what that is, go over there and go listen to that pod. You feel me? I forgot what title it was, but you just gotta run it. You know what I mean? Just run them up, all of them. You'll hear it. But so Supreme Court looked like they drafted up opinion that would overturn Roe versus Wade. And to me, bro, I don't know where the Roe versus Wade thing came about or whatever the case is, bro. But it's basically, man, abortions, bro. But to me, this is how I look at it, right? It won't put an end to abortions, right? Because everybody say abortions, not everybody. Some people say abortions murder, this, that, and the third. I feel you. You feel me? Every life deserves to be born, this, that. Man, you can, both sides got good, great points and valid points, bro. You know what I mean? But there would never be, I believe, any rule or majority of rules or laws or whatever in place that make everybody happy. There's always going to be some people that don't rock with it. There's going to be some people that's happy for it. Like, it is what it is, right? Just find where you rock and how you can live beyond them laws and stuff like that. But anyways, bro, to me, I don't feel overturning it is going to end abortions, bro. I do believe it's going to put an end to safe abortions. Real talk, bro, because even before all this even happened, people were doing abortions in alleys and all different type of stuff, just like Tupac, the song I shared with you guys and stuff, man. Throw the baby in a trash can, stuff like that, bro. That stuff been happening. You feel me? And less of it did. I'm not gonna say like 100% stopped, but less of it did happen. But now I think it'll get back up because of this. You feel me? But neither here nor there, man, for me to speak on that because I don't got the credentials and, you feel me, super education or whatever, and I don't want to offend anybody on all that aspect of things, man. I could definitely speak on something that has to do with me. I'll take that motherfucker to the grave, but for this, I'm not in that space. But I would say that just my little thing, I don't think it's gonna stop it. It's gonna stop a lot of safe ones that happen, because at the end of the day, man, if someone abortion, you know what I mean? They going up and do it, man. And they've been doing it back then, too. It's effed up, man. I remember one time I heard about when they used to do it with the hanger or whatever, man. That's wild, bro. Like, you can really effed up your eggs and all the other stuff if you don't know what you're doing, you know? It's crazy stuff, man. But, I saved this one for last because to me... Bruh, so, yo, this is so funny, and I am so surprised, right, that this is going down in the state that it's going down in. Okay, so look, so a Utah college is offering porn classes where students will watch pornographic films together. Bruh. What? Man, nigga, that is crazy stuff, nigga. Bruh, that is crazy stuff, bruh. They're going to watch it and discuss it, analyze the different aspects of pornographic scenes together, man. I'm talking about the different angles, man. The POV, over the shoulder, under the pussy, behind the butt, over the woman's shoulder. You feel me? On the bed, in the corner, up corner, right corner, man. Different angles, man. Missionary, doggy style, you feel me? The pretzel, 69. All different type of shit going down, bro. The thing is, I don't know how wild they gonna get. Are they gonna get real, like, are they gonna get, like, real, like, picky with it? You feel what I'm saying? Because y'all know, man, everybody got their taste, you feel me? Everybody got their style of, like, some type of fantasy. Everybody don't watch all different type of porn. You feel me? People stick to their thing. You feel me? It's like music. They stick to their thing for the most part. Man, we might dim and dabble over here, but we're only doing that when we feel a certain type of way. You know what I mean? But we got our one thing that we most likely, that nigga, that's what your history looking like. And that's cool. You feel me? So I want to know, are they going to like ask for recommendations and shit like that? You feel me? Like, hey, which one we watching today? Which one we going to study? So I'm going to be like, yo, Jezebel, Deep Throat Goddess, that's the one I was watching last night. We should watch that one all together and analyze it. I was really analyzing it last night. You know, like, bro, like, how do you do a live, not a live, well, it is live, but like, how do you do an open discussion, have an open dialogue about porn? A group of college people. I'm not, for some people, that's the peak of they jacking off period in their life. You feel me? Some people it's high school. You feel me? Other people got different peaks, but that's a damn peak. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm like, yo, that is wild. So I'm gonna say this, man. One of the most wildest classes I've never thought, because you get expelled, like in high school, my high school, bro, you get expelled for watching porn, bro. Like, there's one kid that got caught watching porn in Valley Vista, like, dude got expelled. You feel me? And then, like, I remember this one girl, she sent a nude picture to a dude or whatever. This dude printed that hoe, I don't know where, at Kinko's or something like that, and taped that motherfucker everywhere around the school. That nigga got expelled. You feel me? And that girl never came back, of course, because everybody seen her pussy titties and everything. You feel me? But it be like that. Shit be wild, bruh. I'm just like, bro, that's wild. So, but we gonna transition into it. Like, so I was thinking, I'm like, man, when, like, how can I share this with, you know what I mean, with my audience, with my peeps, with my people, man? And I'm thinking, I'm just like, bro, I have a pretty wild story with the whole porn thing, bro. I'm gonna open the light and open the door on my side of things, right? And then we're gonna break it down later on and stuff. But I just thought that was so funny. I was like, bruh, in Utah of all places, something like that, I would think that I'd probably be like, oh damn, that's wild, but yeah, I can see it going down over there. It's Florida. You feel me? Florida's a wild ass state, bro. Florida, somewhere in the south, you feel me? Like, I like Louisiana, like in the south, like I wouldn't be too crazy as surprised. Still a little catch me off guard, definitely. But Utah, nigga, what? That's that Mormon place. And I've been there before. That place is real Mormony. But yeah, man, it's wild to me, bro. It's extremely wild, yo. But yo, but anyways, on what I was about to say, right? Take a swig of this water real quick. All right, so, man, when I was very young, yo, very, very young, man, you know where we are, man. You know where we are right now, bro. We're on the Justin Blessed podcast, most honest, most vulnerable podcast, bro. Let me tell you. So when I was what age are you in second grade? 5 is kindergarten, right? 6 is first. 7 is second. Exact. All right. 7, 8, 9. Or is it? Bruh, I believe I was 6. Going to 7. It had to be in the summertime. So I was probably just turned 7. No, it wasn't in the summertime because I remember the next day of school. I went to school like the next day. All right. So I had to be 6. You feel me? Or 7, because like my birthday is at the end, like when we're about to, like school's about to end. So I'm going to say I was 6. You feel me? Anyways, I was in second grade. I know that. So, bruh, I remember I went over to my cousin's house, me and my brother, right? My mom dropped us off, and my mom went to work or whatever. No, most of the time we'll be over there. We'll be over there a lot, right? When I was younger, because they didn't want to leave us alone, just us two, because we was little. So we get there, and right away, older cousin's like, "Yo, I gotta show you guys something." And I was like, "Oh, word." His parents left, you feel me? So it was only us. He was like, "Okay, come to my parents' room." I was like, "Word." You feel me? We there. Nigga shut the door. So we have me, my brother, two other cousins, you feel me? So 4 of us in there, right? And my cousin put in the VHS tape, you feel me? I haven't said that in a long time, that term. Like, niggas like, what the hell is that? You feel me? Especially the young niggas. But put that mug in, right? And man, then bam. First time I ever seen porn, bro. I was like, bro, what is that? Bruh, haven't seen a pussy, nothing, you know what I mean? Like, don't know what's going on. Don't know, like, bro, when you're younger, all you know is like, yo, the difference is like, bro, I got dick, yo. That's the difference between me and a girl, you know what I mean? But you don't know what it does or what it's for, or, you know what I mean? Other than peeing, you know what I mean? So we over here like, what the hell's going on? And he was like, just watch, right? Like whispering and shit, like it's a theater. And I was like, all right. So we all sitting on the floor. And I remember this stuff vividly, man, like yesterday, bro. So there is this girl, Mexican girl, I believe. Or she was like a, she looks Mexican, but she's a white girl with black hair. Like, thick black hair, right? Thick girl, bro. She was thick as hell, nigga. And most I had like plastic surgery or whatever, because her titties was immaculate, right? Ass was looking right. Wow. So anyways, it's at night. Describing the scene for y'all. It's at night. White car pulls up, you feel me? Pulls up. Guy get out. Girl get out. You feel me? And niggas going to look like they just came back from the club or just out and about or something like that. Going to the house. Niggas go upstairs. Yep, go upstairs. Go to the bathroom. And all of a sudden niggas start kissing and stuff like that, bro. And it just, like, niggas started, like, seeing everything. I seen moves on girls and guys kissing, you feel me? I seen movies like that, but not like this. I was like, bro, this is different, you feel me? I'm just looking. Man, you can hear a pin drop in that room, nigga. Like, everybody's, like, focused, not even blinking, bro. Everybody's just looking, just, you know what I mean? And niggas just looking and stuff like that. So, yeah, you feel me? They start taking off each other's clothes and stuff. Bro, I see titties clear as day. Ain't no blurry lines. The camera ain't shift. None of that shit. Looking right at them. I'm like, looking at my other cousins and shit. Niggas looking at the TV screen, not even moving their face. I'm like, bro, I feel it. So, you feel me? I'm looking. she gets a nigga naked. No, so he starts freaking eating the pussy, bro. He starts eating the pussy, right? And I'm like, oh snap, that's what you do. You feel me? In my head, it's my thoughts going on. I'm like, that was snap. That's what you do. Yo, that's wild. That's wild. You feel me? Young kid, you feel me? I'm like, yo, this is wild. You feel me? Wild. Feel me? And then, nigga, she takes that nigga's clothes off. Starts giving this nigga head. And I'm like, oh, now I'm taking back. You feel me? I'm like, oh. So you telling me this whole time, these girls are practicing because of they be getting this lollipop stuff and freaking ice cream and stuff from the ice cream truck. So, oh, that's what it's for. So I'm putting all these like little kid shit together. You feel me? Like, that's what they need to do. That's what they're going to do. Okay, okay. You feel me? Like, I know in my head this are adults because ain't no little kids doing this shit. You feel me? I'm so happy we ain't watched ever no little kid shit go on. You feel me? Because I think that would have probably effed up my head. Yeah, I would have probably tried to do something with one of the girls at school or something. You know what I mean? Like, but so happy I didn't happen. Could have been worse. All right, keep going to the store, right? So then, man, nigga turn around, start hitting it from the back. And I'm like, bruh, that's what you do? You feel me? And I'm happy the nigga put on a condom. You feel me? Because now I'm like, oh, shoot, like, what's that? Because I didn't know what that was. It was very educational for me at a young age. But it was kind of like, oh, snap. But I knew we was watching something bad, though. You feel me? Like, we shouldn't be watching. So we watching it, bro. I'm over here just looking at it like, dang, that's wild. You feel me? All the scenes go on and everything like that. Then different positions and whatnot. Then they go to the bedroom and stuff like that. Smashing stuff. They're still smashing and whatnot. You feel me? I guess walk y'all through the whole damn sink. I don't remember every freaking position. But niggas, I know they started in the bathroom, went over there to the bed, fell asleep after that. The thing, like, cut. You feel me? And then it went to another scene. Like, you know, like when you had the VHS tapes, like, they'll have multiple scenes, multiple porns on the tape, right? So I went to another one. And then my aunt and uncle were, like, came home, whatever. So we had to stop that joint. Stopped it. Didn't, like, bro, you know what I mean? Had to bust up out of there, man. Switch it all up. Turn the light on. Flick the light. And, like, went into my cousin's room. And then we went outside. And we started talking about it. Man, it was turnt, bro. From that day on, I was like, dang, that's crazy. But that from that day on, nigga, I didn't know how powerful or like what the hell we just witnessed. You feel me? Like, I'm like, being a kid naive like that, you don't understand like how powerful like sex is. You feel me? And I didn't know. I didn't know. Like, from that day on, nigga, changed for your boy, bro. Ain't no going back after that. Bro, this ain't no little shit that you probably just seen a titty flop out of. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't know, like, you know, you probably seen a fight at the store or whatever, a girl's titty come out. You're like, oh, titty. You know what I mean? As a little kid. And that's it. And you keep it pushing. And you're like, oh, man, hey, look at their titty. You know what I mean? And keep it pushing. I seen the full thing, bro. The whole thing. And I was like, bro, that is wild. And then when you get that little dose, bro, it's over after that. Now you want to get more of it because it brought an erection. And I'm like, oh, because before, nigga, dick will get hard, you feel me, as a young kid, but it's not like you put two and two together and shit like that. You know what I mean? It's kind of like it just happens. It's just a natural thing that just happened for your boy. When you go happy or too excited when you see a fine girl or something like that, it's like, oh, but now you know where your dick goes. You know what I mean? Like where it goes in and shit like, you know what I mean? So now it just opens the whole brain waves. Niggas know what I'm talking about. You feel me? Niggas know. Like, that's how I knew, like, yo, this is where the pussy goes type of thing. Like, this is how men and women connect. You feel me? This is how a kid is made, nigga. I knew in second grade, bruh. like wild, right? Like wild stuff. Like niggas my age, bro, they probably been watching porn for like, I don't know, niggas like 20 years or something like that, nigga. You know what I mean? Not even. Like, you know, like, I chill with older niggas, though. But niggas ain't watching no second grade. You feel what I'm saying, bro? But yeah, but anyways, bro. So from that point on, I'm like, bro, we need to get more doses of this, bro. She started being a drug, nigga. I'm just like, bro, I'm trying to see what the hell else is going on. You feel me? And so we start like trying to figure out. But the thing is, bro, I didn't know what it was. You feel me? Like, nigga, I didn't know sex. Like, I didn't know the word, the term, porn, pornography, none of that shit, bro. Smashing, nothing. You feel me? I didn't know what it was, bro, what I watched, nigga. I just knew. I was like, yo, that was tight. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, bro, I need to get more of it. And that is bad, nigga. Like, being a young kid like that, bro, it's like, God, bro, that shit really F's you up in a way, bro. And I am happy and I'm blessed I was able to control that mug. I didn't control it like that, but I controlled it to the point it didn't, like, leak out into, like, turn my life upside down or some wild shit. You feel me? Like, I know it can do to a lot of people exposed to that such at such a young age. Because I think the best time or somewhat like it, bruh. I'm not going to say best time because I don't know. You feel me? I know the answer. But for me, I think it would have been cool for myself. I'm speaking on myself. That if I figured that out and watched porn for the first time, like when I was 12 or something. 12, 11. The big 1-1. You know what I mean? Like, I think that would have been smooth. You feel me? Even the big 1-0, the 10. You feel me? I think so. Give me a couple more. That shit should push me back a couple more years, bro. Like 6th grade, 5th grade. But I was happy, though, in a way. I think it didn't really spill into my life and go crazy because I was outside a lot. Now, in this age of kids, if I was growing up in this age of kids, let's say I discovered what porn was, right? In 2nd grade, oh man, I think it would have been different. Totally different. But back then, we didn't have all that stuff. You feel me? We didn't have hella video games you can just download or play free games at that. Ain't no such thing as free games. Nigga, you had to go to the arcade, had to drive over there. And then you got to have a couple quarters, you feel me? And we were, I ain't gonna say we were poor, but nigga, we ain't have all that much bread, so ain't no way we going to arcade playing games like that. But I was always outside on a nigga bike, going to a nigga friend's house playing some video games he got, because different friends got different video games. We ain't never had the same one. So we go to this nigga house for some Mario, you feel me? Go to this nigga's house for some wrestling games, you feel me? This nigga house for Zelda, Street Fighter. Like, we go different niggas houses, hop on the bikes, nigga, like a whole gang, and go play some video games. And that was flight. And I think because niggas did so much outside, that didn't really penetrate my head like that or overcome my life in a way. But I know it does for other younger kids and stuff. And that stuff is sad, mad sad. And it's not cool. But it is what it is. I'm just blessed I was able to maneuver and handle it the way that I handled it. Yes, I was exposed at a young age to the whole porn thing, but it was cool though. And people might look at it like, man, it's just porn, blah, blah, blah. Bro, that's just powerful, bro. It ain't no joke. And you see how people are addicted, because some people are addicted to sex, right? Having sex, right? But some people are addicted to just watching porn, nigga. And niggas can't find a balance, bro. You gotta find a balance within those two things, right? And I think it's worse when you're addicted to porn, nigga, because at the end of the day, man, that shit ain't even real. It's not really going down in your life. So it's a worse drug. It's kind of like, that's a weird drug, bro. That's probably the most weirdest drug, because like, bro, like how people addicted to that. Like how, I ain't gonna say how they're addicted to it. I can see how they can be addicted to it. You feel me? Because I had my little spree going on. You feel me? How I tell you, like, people be having their sprees. They can be in college, in high school, or something like that. Bruh, I had my joy. I'm saying my spree. My spree had to be like seventh grade. Seventh grade, eighth grade. Seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth, and probably 10th, bruh. Probably those 4 years. A nigga was going out there wilding, you feel me? But that's the time when I hit puberty, you feel me? So I think I hit it like normal time. But the thing is, bruh, I knew what jacking off was when I was young. I seen in a porn before, you feel me? That nigga did that, right? Not watch a nigga jack off, bro. You feel me? Pause. Like, but I seen, you feel me? Like, when you watch porn sometimes, like, y'all niggas seen porn. Y'all know what the hell I'm talking about, nigga. Like, the girl jack off the nigga, or nigga will jack off a little bit, bust on the girl. Like, it be like that, nigga. You know what I mean? So, like, I seen little clips like that within the whole porn scene. You feel me? I ain't just watching a nigga jack off, nigga. That's gay. You feel me? Pause, nigga. No homo over here, nigga. But that's what I'm saying. So I was like, oh, that's what niggas do. You know what I mean? Type of thing. So I'll do that. And then you just learn, trial and error type of thing. The more that you do it, the more that your dick get harder, but your dick stay harder longer, right? Because if your dick get hard watching porn, but you don't do nothing, it's just like, whatever. Then you doing yourself pleasing with jacking off, which I didn't even know, nigga. I was just doing my thing, right? And my cousin and, you know, I mean, my brother and shit like that. And like, we would talk about it, nigga, like openly, like, oh, da, da. So niggas be like, and I remember this nigga told me this, right? The cousin that told me to put this porn on for the first time, bro. This nigga said, if you want your dick bigger, you have to jack off. I was like, oh, were? You know what I mean? I was like, well, shit, nigga. Let me get to it, nigga. I've been slacking, bruh. So I'm like, nigga. And after that, you feel me? Nigga went crazy with it. And then it kind of like clicked in when I hit puberty too, when that nigga said that shit. So shoot, I'm like, nigga, I'm doing my thing. You know what I mean? Because I knew back then, like, bruh, by this time, nigga, I'm not gonna say I was a veteran, but shoot, I was, your boy wasn't a rookie in this porn shit, you feel me? Like, nigga, that nigga started discovering, oh, shoot. Yo, let me tell y'all this one time, bro. I've never been caught with porn, right? I'm saying caught red-handed, bro. Never in my life. But I'm gonna tell y'all, we got caught, but didn't get caught, right? So my cousin slept over at our place, and me and my brother, you feel me? So it's us four, you feel me? Cousin slept over, us four, and it was a Saturday night going into church, right? So niggas is like, oh, trying to watch porn, you feel me? Niggas was young niggas, man. Like I said, we had to be in seventh grade. Nah, that'd be like sixth grade. Cause I didn't move surprise yet. So I'd be like sixth grade, fifth grade, something like that, right? So then we go on the joint. Yeah, it was sixth grade, nigga. I know exactly what year it was. Yep. So we in the computer room, type it in, like, bro, what the hell is it called, right? By this time we knew, we got the word, we got the term, right? We got sex. So then we went to like, and this one, the internet was like pop, you know what I mean? Like, we like, oh, we could probably maybe see it on the internet. But because this whole time, nigga, we was watching on tapes, VHS tapes. This is the first time we ever tried to do shit on a computer. So we put sex.com and ain't nothing came up, right? But the thing is, nigga, we spelt the shit wrong. We put S.com, right? I'm like, bro, what the hell? And then we go on Google and we put it, and then it said, then it had like other words, right? this old Google, right? It had other words and whatnot. And then you seen like sex with an X, and we're like, oh, maybe it's like that, right? Put the whole on there, sex.com. Boom, shit popped up. Seen titties. We're like, oh, bingo. We hit the jackpot. Hit the loot, nigga. So we over here just zooming, going through different things and whatnot, trying to find things and all that. Just going wild with the shit, right? Nigga, putting hella viruses on the freaking on the computer. But we ain't know nothing about viruses, so we just running that hoe. Running that hoe up. And then and then we figure out with mess with all that stuff, there's something about like, yeah, like ads or pop-ups or whatever the hell was going on. Something had like XXX. Like, what the hell does that mean? Right? Click on it, bruh. Click on that hoe, because we're watching videos, bro, doing all type, bro. We were all over sex.com, bro. And I don't think sex.com even is a like site anymore. But bro, that was that, bro. Went XXX, and I figured out what XXX was. I was like, oh snap, all this, right? Niggas was watching porn until I don't know how late, right? Because we was staying up. It was a weekend, up late, niggas. Niggas went to sleep. Woke up the next day, nigga. Went to church like ain't nothing happened. You feel me? Nigga, we just cooling. Stuff like that. Bruh. Nigga. So, you know how I was telling you, we sometimes go to two churches, bruh. So, this time we went to one church. And then we're going to another church, right? In the parking lot, we're waiting or something like that. Nigga, my dad was like, so you guys had fun last night type of thing? It's like, yeah, it was cool. Play video games, you feel me? All this shit, bro. We just thought it was a cool, normal stuff. This nigga came around and was like, so who was on the computer last night? And we're like, oh, all of us, blah blah blah, this, that, and the third, you feel me? And this nigga said, who was on the computer? No, who was, oh, something about like who was on the website sex.com. got quiet, bruh. When I tell you that motherfucker got quiet on that freaking car, nigga, we were like, niggas ain't snitch on nobody. You feel me? Cause we ain't snitching, bro. Not on us, not on our own selves. Nobody in the gang ain't saying nothing. Everybody's like, ah. And then we're like, damn, how the hell did a nigga know type of stuff, right? Damn, just like, everybody's just like, like, not me. You know what I mean? Everybody's just like, nah, not me. And this nigga and my mom trying to say all this extra stuff. Like, so nobody was on the computer. Then we're like, no, we're on computer, but we're playing games. And he said, so nobody's on sex.com. And I was like, everybody's like, nah, not me. Ah, bro, that's just so funny, bro. I was like, damn, I was like, so that's what I'm saying, bro. I ain't never get caught red-handed, but niggas know what it was with the whole thing. And it was so funny to me, bro. So then we went to church, finished that whole church up, whatever. And this whole time we look at each other like, nigga, how the hell they know? Da, da, da. At the time, niggas was the same niggas, but like, you get the point, you feel me? I was like, damn, how the hell they know type of thing. And I was like, bruh, man, we gonna get a whooping and all this other stuff, man. We get back home, ain't nothing happened. I'm like, dang, all right, whatever. And I think because of that, niggas ain't never brought up sex before or talked to me about it, at least. And I don't think about my brother either. I know that my cousin, the one that showed us the whole porn thing, he got caught with porn magazines red-handed. And I know a lot of people that got caught with porn. And thing is, one of the funniest things, man, is getting caught jacking off. Well, catching someone else getting caught jacking off. I ain't never get caught jacking off. That's another thing, right? Like, I never get caught red-handed, nigga. Like, I don't know. And the thing is, like I said, I was going on a spree, young nigga, and I wasn't the most clever nigga cleaning up my tracks, nigga. I used to just be wilding out sometimes. But so I almost lost my train of thought. All right, so I'm gonna tell y'all this story. I ain't gonna say who, you feel me? But I'm gonna tell y'all this story though. And so it's someone that was it's hella funny, nigga. All right, so I was 20 something at this time. And I was at someone's place, right? Someone's apartment. See, if I give you too much detail, you'll know exactly who it is. I ain't trying to put the nigga on blast like that, but it's just one of the funniest stories, though. All right, so I'm at some nigga's apartment, right? And I'm like, yo, nigga, I'm about to go use the shower. You feel me? Type of thing. But the thing is, a one-bedroom apartment. So, nigga, I go into the joint. The bathroom is in the nigga room. So, I go through the door. How the apartment was designed is stupid. I think the bathroom should have been outside the room. But, hey, it is what it is. And how it's designed was just stupid, bro. One of the dumbest things ever. But, anyways, go in there. And, nigga, normally when I do that, bro, I just go straight there. Like, pay the shit, no mind, right? If the nigga watching TV, playing video games, whatever the case is, I just go straight there, do my thing, and nigga gone. This time, nigga, went in there. Yo, nigga was jacking off, right? And this nigga, like, this nigga's like, nigga's pants is down. Like, this ain't got a girl in a four. Like he got a girl in the, on all fours, you feel me? So like the nigga hitting the girl doggy style, right? Imagination in his head. So nigga on his knees, pants is down, bro. So when I came in the room, this nigga turned back, phone was with the left hand, you feel me? And this nigga turned back like he got like damn got caught type of thing. Nigga like froze up. It was funny because, like, the light was dimmed, you know what I mean? Or the light was off, just the TV was on type of thing. But this nigga was, like, face the wall, though. You feel me? I ain't see a nigga dick or nothing. But nigga was face the wall. And he turned around. And, like, when him turned around, he turned kind of like the screen, too. And then the nigga pants was down. And nigga hand, like, where the nigga hand was placed. I know a nigga's jacking off, right? And then I seen the screen of the TV. I mean, the screen of the phone. And it was a girl that was on all fours and nigga was watching porn. So I collected all this data in like 2.5 seconds, nigga. You feel me? Walked in, 1, 2. I was already in the shower. I mean, I was already like in the bathroom. You feel me? And I was like, I went in the bathroom, right? Shut the door and everything like that. Yeah, I turned on the water. I needed to laugh. You feel me? So I turned on the water because, you know, it's like, psh, with the shower, it's kind of loud or whatever. Bro, I start laughing and stuff. Like, I just catch this nigga jacking up. And it's just not like this nigga sitting down. This nigga was full in, bro. Full in the scene. And I understand, bro. You got to do your fantasies and shit like that, bro. Your imagination. Sometimes your imagination don't cut it. Sometimes you got to fully be in it, bro. You got to fully do the position, whatever the case might be. Hey, whatever gets you off, nigga, it is what it is. I don't judge niggas on that. Niggas do what they do. You feel me? That's why there's so much damn different type of porns out there. Because everybody got their own thing. And everybody's imagination is different as well. So, nigga, it was just funny as hell because I ain't never done that, nigga. So I was like, damn, that's wild. And man,
That was the funniest one. I caught some other niggas doing it, but it wasn't as funny, bro. It's kind of like a regular smangler type of thing. You feel me? That one was the funniest, bro. And I can't give y'all too much detail, or I just have to drop names and stuff like that, and niggas will know exactly what it is. But yeah, that's the funniest one, bro. That's so funny. I was just like, damn, I caught this nigga, bro. And you know, like, the most awkwardest time is the first time making eye contact with the person that you caught jacking off after the fact, right? Because I know, because the nigga that got caught is like, damn, this is gonna be awkward. Then the nigga that caught the nigga jacking off is like, damn, caught this nigga jacking off, this is gonna be awkward. So y'all niggas just over here like, hey, so how's your day? And you know, because y'all niggas just trying to move past it or whatever, but y'all niggas both know what's up. You feel me? So, man, that joke was funny, bro. It was funny as hell. Ah, man. Whew. Porn's funny, man. That shit is funny as hell, but. All right, so remember when I was saying it's a powerful thing. When I got exposed to like whole porn stuff, you feel me? When I was in second grade, I'm happy it didn't affect me. And I seen this joint on Twitter that said, stop watching porn. And I was reading it a little bit. It's like a tweet, right? And I was like, huh. Why is that? You know what I mean? Type of thing. And they had like some other points, whatever. They had some great points listed down, like why not to. And I'm like, huh, I should share this with my people that follow the podcast and create my own points as well about it. Now, I'm not saying stop watching porn. You feel me? Because I'm not that type of nigga. I'm not the captain of the porn committee. You feel me? Or the stop porn committee. Like that. Nigga, nah. You feel me? But I do have to say this point right here, though. Some of that porn y'all be watching, I don't think y'all think of it to this deep of a level. But this one is the one that really had me like chill out on it. The older you get, you're supposed to, I'm not going to say you automatically do chill out on it. Because, man, some adults out there, them niggas still going wild with the chicken. You feel me? But it's supposed to like gradually leave you. Because like it's like a puberty, young wild nigga type of thing to do. It's not really like catching a whole full ass adult jacking off. That'd be some wild shit. You feel me? Like, I'm talking like like 35 or something like that. You feel what I'm saying, nigga? Like all the way up there. Like, nigga, you wild, nigga. You need to chill out. So, all right, so. Like I'm saying, I'm not saying you're going to stop 100%, but the likeliness of you getting caught should be super slim when you're young. I mean, super slim when you're older compared to when you're young. When you're young, man, that's probably like a freaking 80%. That shit up there. You feel me? Because you jacking off like a couple times a day or probably once every day. You feel me? Women too. Women be going wild too, man. They be doing some wild stuff, man. It ain't just the men. And men, don't just think you're the only ones that just be horny and watching porn and jacking off. Nah, women be doing that stuff too. Sometimes even more than men. But they got to keep the innocence-ness vibe to the masses. You feel me? To the world and stuff like that. But, yo, don't get it effed up, man. They watching porn, too. You feel me? They probably run up the numbers more than us. They probably 60. We probably 40. And it might sound wild because, like, damn. You think to yourself, like, damn, they are really running up, right? When I was a young kid and all that other shit, man. Trust. This girl out there that's running it up way more than you, nigga. Real talk. Because, for the most part, women's sex drives is higher. And the thing is, you would think like a men's sex drives is higher from how we are portrayed, right? But ain't really like that, nigga. Real talk. But
It is what it is, though. But yeah, so I was saying that to say, when you get older, you're supposed to calm down just a little bit. And this is for like the older men. You feel me? If you're a young ass nigga, man, 18, listen to this, man. Hey, run it up. If you're in your peak, whatever, hey, do what you do, nigga. But I'm saying the niggas that is older a bit, this is who I'm talking to right now with these points, right? Got a couple points for y'all, man. Help y'all out. I'm gonna say this. All right, so point one, bro. Being addicted to watching porn and stuff, man, can have some negative effects on your life, bro. Real talk. And these are the effects I was talking about. I'm like, man, I'm happy I didn't do too much when I was young and all that, because some of this could affect your boy as of now or later in my life or anything like that, or back then or anything, right? But it didn't. And I'm happy it didn't. I ain't go too crazy. It might affect some people that are listening. Like, damn, I'm about to say some stuff that, you know, it's affecting them. So if it opens a light to that, cool. You feel me? Like, yo, like, porn ain't bad, nigga. Like, I think it's like a natural shit. But you gotta just have the balance, nigga. If you don't got the balance, that's when it comes effed up. You feel me? But that's kind of like with anything. But not all things, though. Like, meth, yo, don't have a balance with it, nigga. Just don't do that shit. All right, so let's go. All right, so having too much, man, when you're addicted, right? It can cause you to be not emotionally invested in your relationship. I said that because you could be so emotionally invested into somebody else, like a fantasy, more than your actual real life. Like, you can have your favorite porn star, you feel me? Who's a wild shit that like that I know? What's that one girl, Khalifa or some shit like that? Maya Khalifa or something like that. She was like Middle Eastern or whatever. She's kind of like famous a little bit because she got like, she says she turned down Drake or something like that. But I don't know. Niggas be saying niggas' names just to say niggas' names and get more exposure or whatever it is. But anyways, like her, right? Like, bro, you can be so invested into her more than your actual girl, nigga. And vice versa with like for women to men. Like, I don't know porn niggas' names because I think that would be weird to me. You feel me? Like what I look like, nigga. But a girl could be invested into a guy, like a porn star, more than she is for her own relationship. It might be the size of the nigga dick or something like that. You feel me? That she wants, or how the nigga look, or whatever the case is, man. At the end of the day, it's kind of like a celebrity or whatever. A lot of people drool over Rihanna and drool over like Beyonce and some other stuff like that. And some people are heavily invested in them. You feel me? Niggas was heartbroken when Rihanna got pregnant. Not me, nigga. She bad as hell. Definitely one of the baddest females to ever walk this planet. But I ain't that invested like that. It's like, damn, that is kind of whack, because you feel kind of like you own them in a way, right? But you really don't, nigga. They free to do whatever the hell they want. But to me, I'm like, damn, it'd be cool if Rihanna just never get pregnant, right? Because you'll always look good, nigga. Because I care who you are, bruh. You don't look as good to men after you have one kid. And it's messed up, but it is what it is, nigga. You feel me? Because having a kid's a beautiful thing. It's a blessing. But, nigga, to men, selfishly, it's like, damn, hopefully she never get pregnant. And that's kind of like what I was thinking, because like, you always look at her, you're like, damn, holy, she don't. But when she did, I was just like, ah, that's whack. It is what it is. You feel me? Got to go on a hunt for another celebrity crush or whatever the case might be, right? And I don't know how women do they thing, whatever, with their celebrity crushes or whatever, but it's kind of like in a sense like that, right? Some people are heavily invested into Michael B. Jordan. Some people are heavily invested into Denzel Washington, Johnny Depp, Drake, freaking Future, You feel me? A whole bunch of other people and stuff like that. Some people are so heavily invested into other people's relationships as well, more than their own relationship. Like when people be talking about like how certain celebrities, couples be getting gifts like Bentleys and Birkin bags and diamond watches, bracelets, trip over here, trip over there, freaking whole room covered in flowers. Nigga, you know how much it costs for a whole room to be covered in roses, nigga? Like, bruh, I buy roses, you feel me? Shit ain't pretty, it ain't cheap, nigga. That shit run up. So to put like a whole room in roses, nigga, that's a couple thousand, bro. A couple thousand easily. Then you gotta get delivered. Man, y'all niggas better stop. You feel me? But I'm just saying, sometimes women don't think of that, right? And they're so heavily invested into another person's relationship that they just want that automatically, right? And they're more happy when they see like people make their girl happier, their girl make their guy happier, whatever. They'd be like, see, like, how come I can't have that? But they'll never get that because they're not heavily invested in doing the work it takes for their relationship to get there. You feel me? I don't know what issues they got going on, whatever the case might be, but they ain't invested in their own relationship because your focus is somewhere else. And that's just like with the porn shit. You feel me? Some niggas is like so heavily invested into that shit. They know all the porn sites. Niggas, I'm just, bruh. Bro, I don't even know two. Pornhub, XXX. Nigga, that's it. But you talk to some niggas, niggas run it up on you. I'm just like, my nigga, damn. You feel me? They know niggas that know all the names and all that. I'm like, nigga, damn. I can't even do that. That's not me, bro. I'm investing into my life and my life only, nigga. We gonna rock it up, bro. We gonna rack it up. You feel me? We gonna make it happen. So it can affect your relationship. You can be so heavily invested, they not invested into your own relationship, and that'll be effed up for your partner. You feel me? Another one, man. You start developing life secrets, man. That's a deep one because you start having like different type of fantasies or whatever the case might be, whoop-de-whoop, and you go out here and because you can hire an escort and shit that's there to smash and whatnot, and you just like, oh yeah, I want to try this, I want to try that, but you're not doing it with your own girl, you feel me, or women with their own guy or whatever, you feel me? So that secret life, that double life, double lifestyle, you feel me? Hit you with the... Man, you don't want that, bro. You don't want that, so don't do that. You feel me, cuh? It ain't right. In my eyes, you feel me? But hey, live your life, though. Live your life, because who am I to judge? All right, this is another thing. Unrealistic expectations, bro, that you put on the strain to your partner in your relationship. Because, like, bro, like, sometimes your girl... she don't like giving head, bro. I know, nigga. I know. That's bad. Because you watching over here, Kelly Deep Throat on XXXX, going crazy every day. You feel me? You watching her going bananas, but nigga, your girl's not like that. You feel me? And even if you do show your girl something that she's like, I don't feel comfortable, whatever the case might be, and then you have some sort, you hold some type of resentment towards her because she's not performing like this porn star or whatever, because at the end of the day you love this Kelly Deep Throat chick, but yo, that's not your girl though. That's not who you in the relationship with and invested with, you feel me? And vice versa with women, same thing. Like, you over here having expectation on niggas, thinking these niggas is daddy long leg over here, and you want your nigga to be a daddy long leg, but nigga, you dating this nigga, you already know what the nigga is. You feel me? My nigga ain't putting you in no pretzel, nigga. He can't even pick your ass up like that. So those unrealistic expectations, bro, I should F y'all up, bro. Like, chill on that. You feel me? Another one, right? This for the men, straight up for the men. Bro, you watching too much porn, nigga? Your dick gonna stop working, bro. Say it again. You watch too much porn, your dick's gonna stop working, bro. Because I'm gonna say it's gonna stop working because when you're ready to be like, oh, I've been doing all this stuff, right? Now, when you get a real woman in your real life, nigga, you ain't even been really feeling on the women, nigga. You've been just jacking off. So your body as humans, bruh, we adapt, bro. We're adapting creatures, nigga. So if you walk with a crutch all day, nigga, when you remove the crutch, nigga, you can't even walk no more. Because of what? Because your body depend on that. Same thing, bro. If you just jacking off all day, every day, 24/7, 5 days a freaking day, bro. Every day? Bro, when you get some real pussy in front of you, bro, you won't gonna know what to do. Your dick's gonna be like, what? This ain't on no TV screen. There's not another man in here. Like, I'm the man. But I don't even know what to do. You feel what I'm saying? Dick's not going to work, bruh. It's not going to rise up, bruh. She ain't going to just stay limp and soft. And the girls get real frustrated and go tell her friends, oh, man, you won't believe this nigga. This nigga said all this. You going to do this? You going to do that, man? Nigga, dick ain't even work. Little shimpy, small-ass shrimp dick. Blah, blah, blah. Just straight eating your ass up in her group chat with her friends. So, yo. That porn addiction, chill out, my nigga. Relax, bruh. You feel me? It's a matter of time before the dick goes out. Have your fun. Don't go too wild, though. Don't go too wild. Have that balance, nigga. Have the balance. Even sometimes when you get the urge, nigga, chill out, nigga. You know what I mean? Go do something fun, nigga. Go to the gym. Excuse me. So, all right, another thing. Because you're addicted to porn, bro. You're doing porn too much, bro. You lose the sense of realness, bro. Real sense of feeling. Like, you don't know how the pussy feel like. Because you're watching on your TV, laptop, computer, phone. That's a hard-ass screen, bro. So when the man is touching the girl on the porn, you ain't feeling that, bro. But another man caressing whatever has you feeling weird. You feel me? You trying to do it like, shit, man. You don't even know what to do. You don't even know where to touch. Because you just watch. Cool to watch sometimes. You feel me? You got practice with the film. I understand. Then you got practice day. You feel me? Then you got the freaking Super Bowl. You feel me? Champions League. World Cup. Euros, you feel me? You got that. That shit comes up. You gotta be ready to play and knock the pussy down, nigga. But if you don't got you don't know the sense of the real feel of it, nigga, because you haven't been playing game, psh, nigga. Come on, bro. It's gonna be weak. Another thing, bro. Some partners view watching porn as infidelity, bro. AKA cheating, my nigga. If you are doing stuff like that. So it's like, man, just be mindful, bro. And that shit could affect your relationship, bro. If you're so addicted to it that your girl says put it down or whatever the case might be, man, you're gonna make her feel insecure and a whole bunch of extra other stuff. Like, bro, damn, me just talking and spending this kind of just ran into the other point. You feel me? Partner feels sexually inadequate and threatened by the porn. Straight up, bruh. Straight up. Yo, relax. Pump the brakes on the porn. You feel me? Relax, bruh. That shit can really affect your relationship. You feel me? Like when I was a little kid and I was like, bro, hopefully the thing. Those two things as a little kid, a lot of this was relationship stuff just to help y'all niggas out. But a lot of thing is the dick part, you feel me, not working. Nigga, the way that I was going, bro, look, imagine if your boy was jacking off crazy, you feel me, in second grade. Nigga, what am I, 6 and 7, right? Going all the way
to I don't know how long, right? Probably like a 10-year span. I'm talking like 3 times a day or some shit. Bro, my dick won't even be working right now, bro. Real talk, it wouldn't, nigga. It doesn't. And I won't have the realness sense, bro. I'd be having like getting harder, just hard period or whatever, only by watching porn. Like, I'll have to watch porn and smash a girl at the same time just to get hard. Like, bro, it could have been a lot worse. I'm so blessed that I don't have none of these effects, bruh. Like, my erection is stronger than ever, nigga. You feel me? And I just have the balance. Niggas got to have the balance, bruh. Like, I know this nigga, right? Let me say this last point. I'm going to share something with y'all. Then we go close it out. All right, so finances. Man, you can spend money on porn like crazy, bro. I'm talking about them apps. Man, Pornhub be saying, yo, click on this. This is better than Tinder. Yo, this pill's going to make your dick bigger. This juice is going to make your dick bigger. This thing's going to make your more pussy more wet. This toy right here, these girls love it. Just all this extra shit. You feel me? Need to spend money. Man, I remember this one time I tweeted on Twitter because it made no sense to me, bro. So I tweet this thing on Twitter. I'm like, I'll never understand niggas having the OnlyFans. Girls started responding to me, and this blew my mind. A lot of them said, yeah, I never understand it too, because my boyfriend or my baby daddy, my man, my nigga, my guy, the person that they with, has one. Bruh, you have pussy on a daily for you. Probably not during the red season, you feel me? But you have it damn near, like what? By 40 something weeks a year, nigga. You feel me? That like 300 days, nigga, out the year to go to town, nigga. Right? And you telling me you have an OnlyFans, bruh? Subscription to other women, bruh? Like, that shit blows my mind, because I'm like, yo, let's say you wanted to watch porn or whatever. Nigga, Pornhub, XXX, that shit for free. Free, my guy. Free. Free. Not a dime come out your pocket, nigga. Yes, they got some ads on there just trying to lure you in and shit, right? But it's like crack, my nigga. Niggas got tasted before niggas buy it straight up or buy bulk or anything like that, right? So, like, if you can just run free test all day, why not do that? Because you get what you come for, you feel me? A little pleasure, blah, blah, blah. Bam, I'm out of that hole for free. But niggas really have OnlyFans subscriptions, bro. And I know, and I was so mind blown by how many people, because how many girls freaking hit me up off of that. Talking about they brother and this, that. I'm like, nigga, what? I've never in my life and never will have an OnlyFans to subscribe to some female, bro. When you can go to Pornhub and all that other shit for free, nigga. Y'all niggas is tripping, bruh. Never in my life going down. Now, I know this list right here affects somebody personally in a big way. This one dude I used to work with. Man in his 30s, bruh. Like 33 and shit. Nigga, dick don't work. 33, 34, something like that. Bruh, this is before 40. Nigga, dick don't work, bro. Nigga has to get like Viagra or something like that. That's just wild to me, bruh. Because, you know, as niggas, bro, we just be talking, shooting the shits, you know what I mean? And nigga said that or whatever. I asked the nigga, you ever got caught, you know what I mean? Like, you ever get caught jacking off, nigga? And he was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, word, nigga, damn, all right. And I have it, you feel me? So we niggas just talking, whatever, and stuff like that. And this nigga said that. I was like, nigga, that shit is crazy. Nigga really got to take Viagra at 30. I'm like, nigga, what? And it's more than just like watching porn all the time. It definitely,
like different lifestyle. Like alcohol is bad for your dick, bruh. Like if y'all niggas don't know, now y'all niggas know, nigga. Niggas talking about, oh, drunk sex is amazing, but bruh, that shit gonna catch up to you, nigga. Watch. Watch, bruh. You don't take care of your body, nigga. Watch that shit just obliterate. Just eat away at your erection, nigga. Watch, nigga. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Go ahead. Not me. Young nigga. Shoot. I'm trying to be able to still have kids, nigga. And smashing all that when a nigga 70, 80. We pushing the boundaries, nigga. Being a Guinness World Record book. Like, damn. This nigga right here. You feel me? Like, Dr. Sebi. This nigga had a kid at like 80 or something like that. Nigga was healthy, strong, did his thing. Me, bruh. I'm right there. Healthy, strong, do my thing. So y'all niggas be careful with all this porn shit, bruh. Like I'm saying, I ain't the don't watch porn committee general. That's not me. Because I'm saying it just gotta be a balance. Right? Because for me to say right now, like, nigga, I don't watch porn. Nah, nigga, I just gotta balance. It's way less. Way, man, nigga. Compared to my peak, what I was telling y'all, like 6, 7, 8. I mean, what is it? Like 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, bro. I'll say that 4 span was the nigga peak. Compared to that, super dumbed down. Compared to college, super dumbed down. Compared to young adult, like 21 and 22, stuff like that, super dumbed down, nigga. Like, super low. Real top, because it's just what it is. But yo, that porn stuff do something to the brain, bruh, when you have too much of it. And it's like a VR in a way. You're like in a VR world. You have too much of that VR world, it's gonna F you up. So chill on it. Relax. Have your balance. Have your fun too, nigga. Do what you do. I ain't here to judge, because everybody has done it. But too much of it is not right. It's not good for the body. It's not good for your relationship if you're in a relationship. But again, hey, who am I? Who am I? I'm not the leader of your life or how you want to move and what you want to do. One thing for sure, two things for certain. Man, I am just and blessed, nigga. And I'm only living the best and being the best for myself. And y'all should be the best for yourselves as well, because you can learn from anybody. And if you learn something from me today on this podcast, please subscribe. You learn anything that help open another eye or clear up your vision or anything like that, man, please subscribe. Like the podcast. Share the podcast. Share. Please share it out there and get the word out there, because, man, this podcast is about vulnerability, honesty, realness, prolific, planting that seed, and entertainment, nigga. What else? We ain't just giving out all this information and just being born like monotone, like, yeah, so watching porn is bad and you should not do it and have a balance. And nah, fuck all that shit, nigga. Man, we gonna run it up. Like I told y'all, bro, hey, if you're a young ass nigga doing your thing, whatever, hey, run that hoe up. You feel me? Then you just gotta like calm it down, find your balance, do your thing. Life is great, life is good, life is beautiful. And man, we about to time out, man. We're about to get up out of here, bro. Beautiful thing, beautiful thing, beautiful thing, yummy. Yes, sir. Hey, man, please subscribe to the pod. Like the pod and all that, man. Yo, we out of this bit. Woo! Woo!
Depend on my options.
Yeah, yeah.
Hollywood sending sip of toxins.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching, I'ma find another way.
Another way.
Watching, I'ma find another way.
Another way.
Hellfire with the legion. Have to grind with the demons. Lost my mind to the guapo. Still watch for the yappos. Till my skin they feeling. Hey, the young nigga gleaming. Young nigga so tribal. Black line from the mother. So tell them my niggas we golden. Don't treat me less than a diamond. We come from both of the ramen. Working the world's assignments. I have to change my alignment. Get money praying with people. Kill them and make them a name. Sam can never retreat. Feeling like they're killing all my options.
Yeah, yeah.
Hollywood sending sipping toxins.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching, I'ma find another way. Watching, I'ma find another way.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, if you don't know what it is, now you know what it is, man. They know me from the east to the west. Who is this? Justin Bless, nigga. None less.